We are headed to the kitchen now for Cooking with Claude. My mom is standing by. Good morning, Mom. How are you?
Good morning, honey. Good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much. Are you sad about Lisa Marie Presley? I thought about you this morning. I was like, oh.
What happened to Lisa Marie Presley?
Did you not just hear that, bro? Yeah, Lisa, she died. 54 years old, Mom. Cardiac arrest yesterday.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Oh, my God. And
yeah.
She called it puppy love.
Yeah. Yeah. She died yesterday. Cardiac arrest.
Everyone here
is devastated.
I'm getting mixed up with Marie Osmond.
No. Yeah, no, no. Lisa Marie Presley. Elvis Presley's daughter.
Daughter.
Yeah, Elvis' daughter.
Gosh. Yeah. Yeah, I loved Elvis.
I know. I just told everybody on the air the story about how you were supposed to see him in concert and he died like just a couple weeks before that. So,
yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really sad. It's awful. Not to switch subjects in a not very nice way, but we are going to a recipe that I know you had promised the listeners you'd do a couple weeks ago. And so here we are, your lemon bar recipe, which, by the way, I did eat one of those lemon bars last night, which was as fabulous as I remember it being. My mom used to make these every time my sister was in college, and she either come home or my mom had to ship her a package. They're so good. I think that's why you started making them, didn't you? Because Annie Lynn wanted them?
Because it was one of Annie Lynn's favorite. And when she came home from college, I would make them, yes. But I got a text from your husband yesterday because I sent them all into the office. And I sent him some to send home to you because I always like you to try my stuff. And he texted me and told me that they were... amazing. Nicholas and Lucy, I was over there yesterday. They loved them. They said they were so delicious. I was like, well, I got to make them more because they do go a long way and you don't need a lot of them.
No, they're really tasty. And I think really what makes the difference for your recipe is that you use a lot of, raw ingredients versus ones that are sort of prepackaged in simple things.
That is key. The lemon zest, they call for like a half a teaspoon, but I did the zest of a whole lemon, so it was a little bit more because I think, the more natural lemon you get in there, the better it is, and I squeezed all my lemons. The rest of the ingredients, there's not much you could do about, but the lemon, I feel, they were more zestier.
Mm-hmm. So how do you make them, Mom?
So to start with your crust, which... is another thing. A little extra butter doesn't hurt. You combine your 2 cups of flour and your 1/2 cup of powdered sugar, your 2 tablespoons of cornstarch. You could always add a little bit of salt if you want. You know that I don't. I say that all the time. I don't even have to say it anymore. And then your 3/4 cup of butter. And you mix that all together, and it doesn't come out smooth. It's kind of like a crumbly texture, which is kind of nice. Pour it all into your pan, and then I just kind of knuckle knead it out so that, the bottom. And I would say I use like 8x10, I think it is, or 12x6 or something like that. Anyway, I use an octagon glass pan. So I lay that all in the bottom nice, and then I bake that at 350 until it gets, like, brown. I don't know. If I have to put a time on it, I would say, like, 10 to 15 minutes.
Okay.
Sometimes a little bit longer. Some ovens get hotter than others, so
right.
I would just keep an eye on it and check it after 10 minutes, and then you could see, oh, my God, it smells delicious with that butter.
So once
that's all done and it's like a nice brown, leave that in the oven or you could take it out. But when you do your filling, you want it to go on a hot crust. So what you do for your filling is take your 4 eggs, slightly beaten. You add 1 1/2 cups of granulated sugar, 3 tablespoons of flour, 1 teaspoon. Now, this is where it said shredded lemon peel. I probably use close to 2 teaspoons. I use the whole grind of the lemon. And then 3/4 cup of lemon juice, which I did I hand squeezed, and then a quarter cup of half and half milk or light cream. And to be honest, now that I'm looking at the recipe, I never even put that in.
Well, I don't know what we ate then. It was good, though.
I'm telling you, this is why making your own recipes is the best.
Good Lord.
Because they were the most amazing.
So what of that did you not put in? The last thing?
I did not put in the quarter cup of half and half light cream or milk.
All right. Well, I mean, it was healthier then. I don't feel bad that I ate right before dinner. That's hysterical. Okay. So then once you put the filling in, with or without the half and half, how long do you let that bake for?
So then I pour it right over the hot crust and mm-hmm. put it in for about 15 to 20 minutes.
Staying at the 350, though.
Yeah, staying at the 350. And what I do is I just wait for, like, the outside of it to get just a light brown. Mm-hmm. And then it just kind of gels up itself. And then I just take the powdered sugar. Oh, I think that's so funny with the milk. And then I take the powdered sugar. See, I'm sprinkling it. Oh,
I see. Yes, you're very good at that.
Yeah.
And just the nice little touch at the end. So the lemon bar recipe, I will add the half and half, but I'll also put a note in there that it's optional because the ones that came out were very, very good. So
and if I was going to use it, I didn't have the half and half or the light cream. I was going to just use regular milk.
Okay. But you didn't do that. Okay. Well, I'll put it on the recipe in case people want to use it. If you don't, you know, experiment, see how it tastes. And I'll put that up on the podcast. You are too funny. All right, Mom, thank you so much. And I love you. And
I love you, too. And everybody have a great weekend out there.
Thank you. You too, Mom. I'll call you in a little bit. That is my mother, Cooking with Claude, with or without the half and half here on WICC.